Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're talking about every single Disney animated movie in chronological order. I'm Rachel.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And today, Inside the Vault, we have a very special guest. He's the host of the Parrothead podcast, also on Campfire Media. And also, you can check out his show, Straight White Alley, at UCB Theater. It's Patrick McDonald.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for letting us join you in this section of the vault.
Thank you for joining me, mateys.
A wink. The flavor. Heavy wink.
Getting was I supposed to wink that early?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wink.
Well, yeah, what do you guys see in the vault? Speaking me mateys.
Well, I see two of my favorite friends, Mr. Mop and Mrs. Buckets.
Oh, okay.
Favorite friend?
My favorite friends.
Yeah. Oscar's big on cleaning.
Guys, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's like a frog-looking little girl that's like looking at me, and I think she wants my food.
Oh, wow. She's real cute.
She's very cute.
Oh, gosh. She went, go away. Go
ooh,
away.
Ooh, watch your tongue. Go away.
I see a rat tail.
Oh.
As in the hairdo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Patrick, what do you see?
I'll tell you what I see. I see this turtle dude that almost dying over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
Yeah.
Before he really goes for it.
Yeah.
It's a turtle dude that keeps dying.
Oh, he does look like a turtle.
It's true. I mean, what obvious hints we gave.
Yeah.
We're
seriously
talking about
Treasure Planet.
Arr.
Wow, guys. Let's jump into some bare necessities on Treasure Planet.
Woo.
So, Treasure Planet from 2002. It's the 43rd Disney animated feature film. It's a science fiction adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's adventure novel Treasure Island, mm-hmm, and was the first film to be released simultaneously in regular and IMAX theaters.
Ooh.
It was also nominated for the 2002 Academy Award for Best Animated Feature.
Oh, really?
What? Okay.
Yes.
I wonder who else was in that category.
It didn't win,
I assume.
How dare you assume
no. Well, well, interesting. Interesting.
Pixar?
What was
oh,
that?
Maybe.
What Pixar?
Oh, yeah, 2002. We have to look it up. But anyway, so the development actually started in 1989 because Ron Clements and John Musker, who were the directors, had pitched the idea then, and they had been pitching it over and over, and they agreed to only direct Hercules if they could direct Treasure Planet after, which, in fact, ended up being kind of a mushy situation because the budget for this movie was $140 million, and it made 109 at the box office, so it was a flop.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately. But, you know, Treasure Planet forever in our hearts. We're going to see if it's...
Oh, my gosh, guys. In 2002, Spirited Away won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
Wow.
And it was the first anime of all time. I mean, Rachel and I talked about this.
Yeah. On Learned Up,
Lorraine's podcast. And it... Yeah.
But I vividly remember that year because Spirited Away won the first Oscar for animated movies. It was Spirited Away, right?
No, and 2001 was the first. Shrek was the first winner.
It was Monsters, Inc., Shrek, and a Jimmy Neutron,
yes!
Right?
Ooh.
Because what I vividly remember, it was very exciting because I was a kid and it was really cool.
Are
because
you
on
Rain
the
Man?
Oscars, I'm Rain Man. On the Oscars, they did a thing where they said like it was. I think it was Whoopi Goldberg. It was Whoopi Goldberg and maybe Nathan Lane.
Okay,
it was two people that were like
sense.
Famous voice people, and they were like, "And we have people that are here, like the animated characters," and they like superimposed like Mike and Sully like clapping, and then Jimmy Neutron and his dog clapping, and Shrek and Donkey clapping. And then they showed like Shrek winning and being happy and then Jimmy Neutron being sad. And I remember being like, what is going on? These animated characters are there. I was a huge fan of like also like Matt. I always imagined, you know, animated characters meeting each other.
Yeah.
Huge fan of that. Dreamed of that.
It was really
so you're a big fan of like mashups, sort
of.
You love Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, yeah.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
House of Mouse, a little old for it.
House of Mouse.
Yeah, House of Mouse was like, you know, Baloo sitting next to Mulan.
Yeah.
You know? What are they talking about? Are they ordering the same thing?
We've wondered that before on this podcast. Like, why not bring other characters back? Like, why not treat them like actors? Like, Cruella de Vil almost was a villain in a second movie that we talked about. It was Rescuers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But they changed it to a different villain, Madame
Medusa, who is arguably maybe better than Cruel.
Whoa.
I'm saying it now.
It's a hot take show.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's cool.
Scalding
it's like, yeah,
take
you create a character. Why should it only be used once?
And you have all the paper that it's on.
Yeah, just reuse it.
Just throw it in.
Yeah, just throw it in.
Do they think? Do you think they just draw them on loose leaf and then just like Xerox them?
We need her to put her hand on her hip. Get the page. Get the page. Yeah, yeah.
But the other contestants in 2002, is that
nominees?
Yikes! Was Ice Age, Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, yeah, and, also 2002.
Yeah, and Spirit Stallion of
the Cimarron.
Cimarron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what I first thought you meant when you said Spirited Away, because I heard the spirit part.
Oh,
and then I was like, well, excuse me, but no, that makes
that movie's
sense.
Rough.
Disney released Spirited Away in the U.S., so
Disney was nominated for like three
congrats
out of five of those or something.
Yeah,
well, that was easy for Spirited Away.
Right.
I would say.
Yeah,
that movie's wonderful.
It's a great
movie.
But you know what else is a great movie? Is Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet. Yeah, let's get into them bare necessities.
Well, So the team of directors agreed to direct this movie only if they could direct Hercules, but then this ended up being a flop. But there were some really cool new techniques used in this, as you can tell. It's a mixture of hand-drawn on top of a 3D background, so that's why it looks so cool and dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's kind of what we got to start with.
I watched some videos about Treasure Planet. There's one where I had to watch this interview where Martin Short was talking about his process. He is the only fully computer animated character.
Yeah.
That's right.
And all the other ones are 2D.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Fun fact. The only thing that was represented in the parks was a Ben character, a walk around character, and a Jim walk around character.
Really?
Yeah. But they were quickly taken away.
It made everyone feel uncomfortable.
Wait, who was Jim? Jim was
Jim
the
Hawk. The main character.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, yeah. So let's talk about this cast, voice cast. You got
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
As your
Jim.
As Jim. You got Martin Short.
Yeah.
As Ben.
As Ben.
We have Emma Thompson as the captain.
David Hyde Pierce is.
Yeah.
Daryl, what's his name?
Yeah. which they
Dr. Doppler.
Yeah.
Doppler.
They made that character for him. Well, they made that character with him in mind. Because at the time he was doing Bug's Life, right?
Oh.
So they sent him over the script while he was doing Bug's Life. And they're like, read this. We want you to do this character.
Oh, and then Laurie Metcalf as Sarah Hawkins, mom. Patrick, tell us about your connection to this movie.
Okay. So I actually have a strong connection to this movie. It's kind of crazy. First of all, I do run the Paired Head podcast. Uh-huh. So, you know, Jimmy Buffett, a lot about, you know, he has a song called Pirate Looks at 40. A lot about the pirate lifestyle. There's a lot going on there. So I can connect on that front.
Okay.
But as a kid, I was really excited about when this movie was coming out because I was a huge fan of adaptations.
Okay.
Really?
As like a 12-year-old, I was like, I love, like, Oh Brother Where Art Thou?
You love a mashup.
I love a mashup. I love taking something, turning it on its head.
You love postmodernism.
I love postmodernism. I actually brought, I have a journal that I brought with me today. I'm showing it all to
you. Oh my gosh.
A beautiful dolphins jumping out of the water.
We're going to take a picture of it for sure.
It's so crazy. The first page says Patch's movie journal and his bedtime thoughts and drawings, poems. Older Patrick McDonald, please look at is what it says.
Oh my gosh.
This is so funny.
And I wanted to show you, it's only like three pages and I weirdly.
Wait, why is it only just three pages?
Yeah, because I have like 100 journals. Yeah.
Oh.
No, me too.
I actually started using this for something else too.
Oh my gosh.
But all of these ideas are are marked the date February 14th, 2003. So Valentine's Day. When I was 12, I was just sitting around. So maybe this was actually after Treasure Planet. But I saw Treasure Planet on DVD. I vividly remember that. I didn't see it in theaters. But I just wanted to say some of my ideas. So
okay.
I have the big one that this relates to is movie loosely based on Tom Sawyer, set in 2002, like Oh Brother Where Art Thou. Uh-huh. Oh, that's what I wanted. Like Tom Sawyer, but 2002. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that Tom and Huck movie. I guess it had already existed.
Yeah.
So with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
But did you want it to be modern day? Or did you?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it was actually different. Life in Other Galaxies, so that relates.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hide and Creep, a hide and seek murder mystery.
Ooh.
Hide and Creep. Oh, you gotta write my that God. One. Hide and Creep.
Wait, what genre is that? Because that could go a lot of different ways.
Well, it's a murder mystery. I think it's not scary. I think it's scary. Clue? I think it's not funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like taking yourself very seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Hide and Creep.
And then there's, because then there's Hello Neighbor, a murder mystery comedy.
Okay. So you've made that distinction.
Okay.
Hide and Creep, serious. Hello Neighbor, comedy. Yeah.
So I just had to show you that.
I'm so glad that you brought that. Thank you for sharing that.
Because I wanted to show you the kind of kid I was.
Yeah.
And this kind of kid loves Treasure Planet.
Yes.
I would say I might be the only demographic for Treasure Planet. Like, I was like, this is up my alley. Yeah. I loved space stuff.
Yeah.
I loved, like, it was like, I vividly remember, too, like, a lot of Disney movies. I wasn't, like, you know, I was growing up in Texas. Mm-hmm. I watched all the Disney movies. I loved them all.
Yeah.
We used to, like, pretend to be all the characters. Loved Jungle Book, loved Aladdin. But then that one was like, this movie feels like it's for boys, right?
Yeah.
As like an 11-year-old, I was like, oh, a Disney movie for boys.
And it's like a mix of boy stuff.
Yeah, but it's like smart boys.
Like space and like adventure pirates. And pirate ships. Yeah. And like
David
also
Hyde Pierce.
kind of like 1800s, but the future.
Yeah.
The Goo Goo Dolls singing in the
Goo Goo Dolls. Of course, John Resnick, dude. And so it was like very much like, this is for me.
Yeah.
And then they used to play all those Disney Channel promos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many promos.
Yeah, a lot of promos about this one.
Yeah.
And I just was like, man, I really connect.
You were sold.
And I was a huge Muppet Treasure Island fan.
Oh, yes.
Which
who
I think,
was
cannot
it?
Be.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh, really? It's so good.
Yeah. Cabin Fever.
Yeah, Cabin Fever.
We got Cabin Fever.
We got Cabin Fever.
I remember seeing that video.
Wait,
on
are you
Disney
saying
Channel
Cabin Fever
lot.
Or Kevin Fever?
Cabin Fever.
Wait, I still think
Kevin Fever.
Oh, cabin.
Like,
cabin.
Yeah. No, like
not
Kevin Federline.
What you would think was on a ship. You know, Cabin Fever. Yeah. Kevin
there
Fever.
There might be a character named Kevin.
His name is Kevin Fever.
Yeah.
And he is hot.
Yeah. Kevin. I love Kevin.
So I just personally really connect with that, this movie. In that regard, it was also like a kid trying to find his place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was kind of a punk, and I wasn't a punk, so I kind of really valued punks. Yeah. I was like,
I respect you from afar
because I can't be you, so I can live vicariously through you.
Love your rat tail.
Come on.
Have you guys seen this movie?
I've never seen it before.
No.
I had never seen it either.
No.
Have you?
Just once.
Did you see it in the theaters?
No.
Or? Okay.
But Muppet Treasure Island was my better.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember seeing the ads for it and being like, why isn't it just Treasure Island? It's so bizarre.
Because it's in space.
It's an adaptation. It's
but I'm like, why?
It's, modern.
It's a mashup.
Yeah.
It's a mashup.
It's a mashup.
In space.
Yeah, like, it's wow. Hello Neighbor. Yeah.
It's Hello Neighbor and Hide and Creep.
Hide and Creep together.
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery comedy. Yeah.
It's so fun. Okay.
All right.
Creep.
Let's go through this movie.
Yeah.
You gotta make that movie.
I gotta make Hide and Creep.
Treasure Planet.
All right, Treasure Planet.
We just open up with some beautiful it's like string music and it's outer space and the Treasure Planet storybook.
Yeah
And so right away we see that cool like 3D kind of nebula-y pretty bluey purpley and 2D mix, and it's mama and her son, and it's story time before bed.
I love how the mom just wants to see him be a baby again. That's like all that's the mom's want. It isn't like I want my son back or I want my son to be good. I just want my son to be a baby. Like it's just like she's constantly thinking about him as a baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's true. Why can't he just be a baby?
I know. It's not even like, why can't he just like mature and like stop being a jerk? No. It's like, why can't he just go back in time?
Be a baby.
He just be a baby.
So Jim's wonders if he can ever find Treasure Planet, and his mom's like, that's not real, and he's like, yes it is, and she's like, okay, you win, it's real.
Yeah, is that what she says?
Yeah,
she's like, oh, it is real.
She's literally
Turtle Man. She doesn't have
Turtle Man rolls in, he's like, hey,
oh yeah, well we see Jim flying on his like surfing thingy, and he gets caught by the
cops. He's looking real George Michael. He's got his rat tail, his earring, his leather jacket.
Yeah. And then, so then his mom is like, oh gosh, I just wish he was a kid again.
Yeah. Why can't you be a baby?
Yeah. And then we meet David Hyde Pierce's character too, because he's eating at the end.
Dr. Doppler.
Dr. Yeah. Doppler.
That's when we see the little.
I'm never gonna get that name right.
That little it's frog Dr. Doppler.
And then we see the little egg frog girl who eats his food.
Yeah. And then the frog boy who has braces.
Yeah. And then that, yeah.
And there's the complaining old woman. Don't forget her.
Oh, she looks like Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
There were so many laugh out loud moments in this little end.
It was fun.
So many funny characters.
I feel like at the very beginning, I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, I'm having a hard time differentiating between this movie and Titan A.E. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I remember Titan A.E. very well.
Did that come out at the same time?
I think it came out a little later. I think Titan A.E. was 2003 or 2004. But I think but there was a huge, because it was right after the, you know, Y2K.
Yeah.
So it was right after, like, there was this huge futurist wave movement.
This came out in 2000.
Ooh.
Titan A.E.
Titan A.E. came first.
What?
Wow. And then Treasure Planet.
Well, I never saw Titan A.E. because I don't watch non-Disney movies.
Rachel's never seen a non-Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I haven't seen Titan noise to you.
So we're in the inn. We meet Dr. Doppler. How would you describe him? He's kind of like a professorial type, but he kind of bumbles a bit.
He's bumbling.
He's
very good.
David Hyde Pierce was a sort of
alien.
Dog.
Go. Yeah.
Have dog man.
Guys seen Wicked?
I was going to say, Hyde Pierce played that goat.
Dr. Dillamond. Very similar name, even.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, you guys.
Wow.
Just saying. Yeah. Very
he does remind me of, I don't know if people have seen Tank Girl, but the kangaroo, the mutant kangaroos. And
Tank Girl?
Is that Disney?
Nope. Definitely not.
Tank Girl. Who is in Tank Girl?
Naomi Watts.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was going to say Hilary Swank, but it's not.
So,
nope.
Jim.
She was in the
Million Dollar Baby.
No, she was in a military movie.
She was in the next Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
Hilary Swank.
Probably think of that one.
Oh yeah. So Jim gets brought in by RoboCops for basically being a hooligan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was flying on his solo surfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
oh, that's what they called it.
That is the call.
I don't like the movie anymore.
Is it?
So, but I think we learned that he's like he created it, or he's the one who sort of.
He's been making them since he was 8.
He designed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's smart.
Yeah.
But also doesn't do well in school.
No.
But yeah, he basically gets in trouble, which makes him go to the roof and have his like sad boy moment.
This is when he would have his want song.
Yeah.
Were this a musical?
But he overhears his mom talk about how she wishes he was a baby. And then that's when he sees a ship crash, and then he runs after it, and then we meet the Turtle Man.
Yeah,
meet the Turtle Man.
Who's Claire, like dying?
Claire, do you think this movie would be better if it were a musical?
Yes, I think every movie would be better.
Rachel, how about you?
I think it would be longer.
No, I think that they could cut out some bits and add songs. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah,
I don't think it's necessary. Well, here's what I'll tell you: fun.
If it was a musical. There's no way getting around. John Resnick is signed on.
Yeah.
So it's going to be John Resnick.
Yeah, so he's singing all the songs.
Is it going to be like a Tarzan situation?
Probably.
No. John Resnick, well, when John Resnick started singing, Rachel, you actually thought it might have been Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Because
it does. And so that's what they could have done. He could have been the singing voice. And there you go. Loophole.
That would have been good.
That way, everybody gets.
So he's like the Donny Osmond.
Exactly.
Looking out at space.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
Yeah, he's like. My mom wants me to be a baby, but I'm not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, he would, like,
and
go off and talk
don't
about.
Don't want the world to see.
I mean, don't want the world to see me. Yes.
And then Meg Ryan would, like, ride by on a bicycle.
And die.
It fits.
She would die.
All the female songs would be played by Sean Colvin.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Be perfect.
Wow.
So I think it'd be fun. There were definitely moments that I was like, this could be a song.
Yeah. Yes. It'd have to be good music.
Yeah.
Or else it would just be eye rolling.
No.
What if it was like cyber? It was like, we are in space and we're looking for some
treasure. Oh my God. That'd be such a tonal shit.
Because all those henchmen are like really crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm sure we'll get to weird hair.
Oh my God.
Double alien.
Oh God.
Jesus.
Oscar hates that one. Oh
can't handle, I can't handle that
one. No, that one's too much.
No.
Yeah, but that's a separate. You can't put those guys in a variety number because they're not joyful enough to be singing.
Don't you think? Don't you think if they made a like Broadway version of Treasure Planet, I feel like all of the songs would be like the Lumineers.
That
genre of music.
The current thing, kind of like the what they call that hey folk.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, hey. I feel like that would be the music.
Yeah, it'd be like a.
I feel like oh man, but they would do some cool tricks.
Oh my god. That would be yeah, that's exactly what
we right recorded. I think that's a track.
Are we rolling?
Oh my god.
Well, I think it's
anyway. Yes. Yeah, so this song was not a musical. Turtle Man died.
Turtle Man died.
He drags him back to the inn.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Here is this thing in my chest. Here you go. Yeah. It's basically a treasure map."
Right. And here Treasure Island is where the black spot comes in, which is one of my favorite things.
Oh.
The what?
The black spot was like this black piece of paper that was basically like, "You wanted dead.
Yeah.
You're a dead man."
Yeah.
And he like. Hands over the black spot, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's the black spot.
He's dead.
He's condemned. He's meant to be killed.
Yeah,
we're after him."
Mm.
Wait, where was his black spot?
He didn't have a black spot.
Oh yeah, I was looking for it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He didn't have it.
Yeah, it's cool though.
It's cool. A lot of pirate jargon.
Yeah.
Treasure Island, the book was very exciting because it's a lot of it's a whole world.
Yeah. How the black spot. How like Treasure Islandy was Treasure Planet.
It's very much Treasure Islandy, except Long John Silver is like a classic villain, and they kind of humanized him in this one.
Oh, I thought Bluebeard was a villain. Am I getting my pirate stories wrong?
He's not in Treasure Island. I can't get him.
I mean,
Bluebeard, Blackbeard, Long John Silver, Too Many Colors.
Yeah, I love that pirate. Too Many Colors. Love that pirate.
I love that one.
Arr, they call me Too Many Colors.
Not enough colors.
Yeah, first queer pirate. First queer pirate, very exciting. Yeah.
Queer pirate?
Too Many Colors.
Too Many Colors. Arr. More like Too Many Letters.
It was a huge deal. I mean, this was the 1400s, you have to remember. I mean, this wasn't even thought of. You know? I mean, property. This was a different time.
Yeah.
So, Turtle Man dies, but he whispers, beware the cyborg. Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we see a silhouette of the cyborg and others.
Yeah, immediately.
In an explosion as they're walking towards the inn.
And they burn it down, basically. Yeah. The three, Dr. Dabbler, Jim, and his mom all escape.
Yeah, as Jim has the glowing orb, and he's like, oh my god, this is a map to Treasure Planet, and we're gonna go, and we're gonna get money so we can rebuild the inn.
Yeah.
We've got a motivation, and we got a justification, and we got, Dr. Dilliman is on board. I know Dilliman? It's not his name.
Dr. Dabbler.
Dabbler?
Yeah, who's I'm willing to pay. It reminds me very much of Atlantis, right?
Yeah. It's so much
he's
like
Atlantis.
I'm
gonna pay for it all.
Yeah, I'll pay for everything. Sure. And mom, you can't come, which I was like, oh, bummer. I feel like she was such a fun character.
They also needed more females on that ship. I mean, obviously. But
I'm glad they made the captain a female.
I mean, true.
And they had that one terrifying alien with no legs.
Yeah, showed up kind of like in the middle. Like, was she there the whole time?
Yeah. She was.
Like,
sit down! Yeah. That's like her first line. And you're like, okay.
But we can't tell she's really a woman because, like, she's an alien.
Exactly. Yeah, and, like, are we supposed to assume that the big lips mean she's female? I don't know.
She did have giant hoop earrings, which I was like.
Oh, well, that, of course. Yeah.
But also, pirates wear giant hoop earrings, too. Who knows?
I'm John Silver.
Women are pirate. I don't know. Sometimes it was hard. Sometimes it's hard.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah.
So also, how cool was the animation of this sphere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was very cool.
When they open it up.
It's another 3D moment, and it's, like, neon green and blue, and it's surrounding them. I just thought it was very beautiful.
I mean, it's, I'll say this. Like, I'm not totally sold on that, like, 2D, 3D animation hybrid. Yeah. Like, I'm a little like, okay, pick a side.
Yeah, yeah.
They end up picking CG.
Yeah, they end up, they do.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a bit triggering from watching Dinosaur.
Oh, yes.
just Disney tackling 3D is like I'm a little triggered.
Yeah.
So.
Dinosaur is rough. Yeah.
Dinosaur is very rough. And especially when they fly and the whales, space whales, triggering from Fantasia 2000 too. So I'm like,
but I was gonna say I loved Fantasia 2000.
Oh yeah, we did. We did as well. We loved it. But we did not like that 3D. Like that 3D one was like a mess.
It's rough. The CG was rough.
Yeah. But I mean, they're trying to push boundaries. Yeah, with all of them.
You know what? I respect that.
Yes.
So I think that's what's cool about going through and watching how things progress.
And this one had the most polish that we've seen so far.
And so, now they can kind of reach back and choose which technology they want. But I think they're still kind of just playing with the newest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it's clear from my movies, but I am a huge fan of big swings. so this movie is undoubtedly
Hello neighbor.
I don't know, Patrick. I read the screenplay.
Why'd you try opening the door, huh? See if you smell anything.
It's a big swing. Hello neighbor.
The fart is what killed him.
Speaking of farts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We get on the boat, and the first character we meet is a farting pirate.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and it is like a fart extravaganza.
Did you love this character?
On and on.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, farts are funny.
It's very funny. But actually, as a kid, I was a little like, ugh, that's a little crass. I was friends with a lot of Mormons.
Yeah.
It shouldn't surprise you, but I didn't curse until
Hello,
I was
neighbor?
About 18. Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
I didn't curse until I was about 18. My parents always tried to, like, they offered me wine with dinner when I was in high school. I was like, no, thank you. I'll be drinking. I was very kind. I was very, just very polite. Yeah. So I loved
you were the
creativity.
Opposite of our protagonist in Treasure Planet.
Yeah, that's why I loved him.
So flatula was offensive.
Flatula, it was just kind of like, do we have to go there?
You were above it.
Please. I'm here for the adaptation. I don't see him in the book.
Child.
Who is he in the book?
Yeah, and then we meet Captain Amelia, who is Emma a woman.
Yeah.
And she flips in. Like, she does some cool acrobatics.
Yeah.
She's cool.
She's cat-like.
She's an interesting, like character I don't think that we've seen in a Disney movie yet, because she is, like, a butt-kicking female protagonist that doesn't take herself seriously.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I do compare her with, like, other, like, for example, like, truly... any other like strong female character that like leans a little much to the like, I'm not fun.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
make this fun. But she's like funny.
She's
and
fun.
Like,
yeah. She very much
very
is
British.
Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
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 yeah. And I right away, her. She's like, no nonsense. She's like, listen, I hate that crew that you hired,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my
they're
job.
They're definitely pirates, but whatever.
Yeah. She's yeah. like, yeah. they're definitely going to take over this ship and ruin all your plans, but I'm going to do my job. Mm-hmm. And they get Jim to go to work. They're like, let's send him to the galley.
And which sucks. Why?
Because I guess he's there, so they want
to...
Yeah,
because he's got to be in that bucket later, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah, it is weird, because he's with the financier, so it seems like he would just be like, I don't know, this kid's just going to hang out. But they're like, no, we got to put him to work, swap the deck.
Well, I think
he's a troubled youth, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's a justification in the books for it, to make him look like he's one of the crew, and not that he has this secret map he's hiding. He's not special.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because otherwise they'd be like, what's this kid's deal? Yeah. He have to work.
Yeah. Mm. So they put him to work.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to just say
I think they justify it more in Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We kind of jumped over this, but the moon.
Oh yeah,
I loved the moon.
Yeah. The moon
the
is
moon
like
city. We haven't gotten to the moon city yet.
No, we did.
No, we
this
did.
Is
That's
where they board the ship. What's it?
Can we curse on this podcast?
Yes.
I said I fucking love moon.
Oh my gosh,
oh my
we were
God.
Kidding.
What?
Oh, there's no cursing
That's
in this
not
podcast.
A joke. What was the joke?
It was funny for us.
It's just fun to say the opposite.
Okay, okay.
It's opposite day.
Damn, this moon, I'm like, look at this. I was also like, your move, DreamWorks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you're
that's
right.
True.
You also, is the moon little or is that boy a giant? In DreamWorks, what is the truth?
Oh, yeah.
What's the truth?
Oh,
there?
My God. Oh, my God. Is it a real moon? Is it a perspective thing? Oh, my God.
Who is he fishing for? People?
So, yes.
Don't trust the DreamWorks moon boy. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm here.
So it's the spaceport is shaped like a moon and it's gigantic and it's like layered and it's obviously some kind of man-made thing because it's not, it's a port. I mean, obviously there's no land or anything. It's just like levels and layers of
but
ships
also,
and buildings.
This goes back to our moon, right? They have to go to the moon. So it like looks like our moon, but it's a man-made port. Yeah. So is this just an alternate reality of our Earth?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looked like our, but I guess other
too much
look
thinking.
Like okay, I don't think they thought about this.
Did they intentionally build it to look like a moon, or is that just a coincidence?
That's
you
a
know,
point.
Because it's not actually the shape of a real moon; it's a shape of just the crescent,
but
which is just
other
the appearance
planets
of the moon.
Have moons.
Yeah, but there's other planets. Yeah, exactly. Other planets that have moons. Other planets that have like five moons. Other
doesn't
planets.
Doesn't Tatooine moons. Have two moons?
Yeah, and. Right? And some moons don't look like the moons that we're familiar with.
No.
Also, I do think that's funny that the only humans that we do see are our protagonists. Like,
yeah.
Maybe they're a dying breed. Maybe they're like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well,
like, abducted from their home right. planet and just bred years and years in another galaxy or whatever.
Far
and they're just, like,
away.
Far removed.
Yeah, and Long John Silver is a cyborg, so he's half human.
That
yeah.
was my
but
question.
He's not
was,
human.
Is he human?
I think he is.
He
Long
looks,
John Silver is
looks,
not human.
He looks human, but just, like, he's been through
he has,
some
like,
stuff.
A weird cat nose.
It's yeah. just, like,
maybe
a big nose.
And his ears aren't, like, human.
I don't know.
I think because I thought he was human, but I don't think he's human.
So anyway, we meet Long John Silver in the galley,
yeah.
and he's doing crazy stuff with his cyborg arm. And fun fact,
yeah,
the animators went to Benihana to research for this chopping up shrimp business.
Wow.
That's funny. We have to go to lunch. This is research.
Yes, like expense it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to Benihana once.
Yeah.
For yeah. Just once.
This research. We
I
have to
it.
Go.
It wasn't very good. I mean, it's a show. But.
Yeah. I guess we have to go again next Wednesday.
They couldn't have brought somebody in from Benihana?
I have no idea.
Nope. They had to go.
Benihana's like, you have to come to us.
I'm Googling Long John Silver, Treasure Planet, what race is he? And I'm finding a lot of images of him, like, in his underwear.
No.
Is there some sex stuff?
There's some, like, but it's like, he's not.
That
yeah.
is
he's
science.
With anymore, but he's with got himself. Rings and tattoos, and he's.
Fan
I mean,
art. So if you're out there listening, please weigh in on whether Long John Silver is or was at one point human.
And or a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, is Long John Silver
did you see him and you said,
sex?
Oh my
ew,
God.
Gross.
What a
I
hunk
mean,
of a man.
Everyone weird. Has their certain thing.
I mean, what do you, he
you're
can,
right.
He can do a million things with that arm.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Ouchie.
I didn't curse.
Ouchie. Well, this is where we meet Morph. His
the cutest little thing.
By
in the
way,
world.
They need to figure out a way to make this a toy.
Oh my God!
I mean, hey, like yeah, they have like little squishy like
yeah,
thing. Like why don't
yeah.
you just make a Morph squishy thing?
Yeah, make a Morph squishy
yeah,
thing.
Make a Morph
Disney.
Squishy thing.
Yeah.
And but just make it able to turn into other people and characters.
It could even
and
be like
sounds.
Slime.
It could be slime,
yeah, slime.
That
with eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would it. Be like the bait. Yeah, that would just be. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then if they had a fancier one, it could like repeat phrases that you
yeah.
say.
Well, yeah.
Guys, there are plenty of toys. There's a plush morph.
I do want to say this is going to be a very obvious one, but my tattoo
time
is a morph.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me with that? This is the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
I know.
It's so cute.
So adorable.
Oh, my God. In the stage musical version of this, Morph is going to be so cool.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, what's Morph going to look like?
I don't know.
As long as they don't
like
cut him out, like they cut a Boo out.
No.
Of,
yeah, they
cut
a Boo out of Aladdin.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is what they do. Because
they
have like a technology
friends.
Where they can do like a projection.
Oh, that's good.
So they could project it onto, I think they have like a scrim kind of situation
yeah.
where they could make him look like he's moving around and like three-dimensional.
Cool.
I think that'd
be
super
cool. That
would
cool.
be
cool.
Yeah.
I like Morph a lot. I will also say Morph gets us into a lot of trouble.
He
yes.
does.
Oh, he's
he
a,
does.
He's a huge.
He's mischievous.
He really is like a Boo.
Yeah.
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 In Treasure Island, what is the name of the parrot?
I don't remember.
It's not Morph. Morph is definitely because he morphs into things.
Polly.
Gotcha.
Captain Flint?
Captain Flint is the, yeah.
Oh, really?
Is the name of the pirate? I mean, the
yeah,
parrot?
The parrot, yeah.
Wow.
Well, Jim notices that, Silver is a cyborg, so then he's like, oh, do you know this guy? And then that's when he's like,
yeah,
well, yeah Jim's on to him
yeah.
right
terrible
away.
Poker
yeah,
face.
Yeah, he's bad.
He's
you
like,
know
you know,
this thing I know a lot about as
yeah.
a young boy for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, oh no, he's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then we cut to Silver talking to the other pirates.
Yeah, we
right?
meet the crew, including.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Oh, yes.
Head and body.
Oh, head
two
and body.
Alien
God.
Combo.
Oh, it's my
creepy.
God.
Like, why? Who? How did it get that far that they greenlit this ugly monstrosity of it's nightmare fuel.
I think
it is.
It's just the head looks too much like a real head.
Yes.
Yeah. Too much
it
like
is straight
a real
up,
person.
Truly,
head.
It is exactly like John Carpenter's The Thing. That, it looks like a creature from John Carpenter's The Thing. And it's trippy, dude. It's real
but
weird.
The body isn't creepy.
No, the body's like fine.
And yeah. It's the head.
The beanie, it's wearing some sort of beanie, but the beanie's part of the body.
Or
it's
wait.
The beanie's part of the body. The beanie's part
of
the body.
Oh my god. The beanie is his brain.
The beanie's his brain.
Okay, so wait. It's like a head that has hair that looks like Tarzan hair, right?
But they're
it's
tentacles.
Like thick.
But
and they're like, tentacly.
And
then
he's got
it's
a beard, too.
A beard, and then a like a normal body, but it looks like almost a tattoo of a face on the body.
Yeah.
But it's a real face.
Yeah.
On the torso.
The head and the body are two different people.
Yes.
And but the head stands on the body.
Or is it one alien that when they that can split up in two?
I think it's
That's
two different
question.
People that are best friends.
They just found each other like that? Yeah. They were just like, whoa, wait, I look like a head and you look like a body without a head.
Yeah.
Maybe we should chill.
Yeah.
They probably don't even get along with each other.
Yeah. The body's like, I get cold on top. And the head is like, my tentacles are not strong enough to carry my body.
I can't walk.
He's like...
But he can walk.
I think they found each other.
He can. It's so weird.
It's really
I think they found each other.
Yeah.
And they're best friends.
It's a
mutually beneficial coexisting relationship.
Yes. Symbiotic. Yeah.
Symbiotic. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Like a shark and remoras is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a tree and a fungus.
Oh yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We see Silver talk to the crew and we find out that they're there.
Yeah,
for
they're not good.
Yeah, they're not good. But he's going to make Jim work extra hard so that he doesn't bother them. So he gives them Mr. Mop and Mrs. Bucket.
Yeah.
And he has to swab the deck.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have met at this point Mr. Arrow.
Yeah, Mr.
Big
Arrow.
Rock Man.
Yeah.
With the jacket.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Who was initially confused for the captain because he is a man.
Yes.
And in a like hat that looks like a captain hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that could be confusing.
Yeah, he was played by Sam Eagle in The Muppet Treasure Island.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Right. I like that guy.
Yeah.
He was cool.
He was weird because he looked so different from everyone else.
Yeah. He did look really different. And you couldn't really read his face. But
I think
a
I
focused man,
read somewhere you know, that they drew his... He has three fingers, but at one point in one scene, he has five fingers or something like that. Like, they didn't...
Ooh, Easter egg.
...animate him properly.
But honestly, like, a lot of these aliens just look like evolved Pokemon to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy looked like, oh, that's the evolved form of a Golem or a Geodude.
Or they look like slugs or insects.
Yeah.
We got to talk about what's his name, Mr. Scraggs or whatever his name is.
Oh, is it the
just the blatant
mantis?
Villain, the horrible mantis?
Yes.
Who would ever be friends with someone like that?
Yeah.
Why is he around? He's clearly evil. Nothing about him is good, and I hate him. And I don't know why he's there. What is going on? You're obvious. You're such an asshole.
He's like so creepy, even when he's trying to be nice.
Mind if I come in?
He's like, whoa. Oh.
As I was watching and taking notes, I was like, who is the villain? And then like they cut to me, he's like, and I was like, okay,
like,
I get it.
We all know.
Well, his name is something crazy.
He fights with Jim, and then that's when they're like, hey, you're going to blow our cover type deal. And that's when Silver kind of like gets in and talks to Jim, and he's like, I'm going to be your daddy figure. Yeah. And then we
that was the beginning of a nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And we get the montage with
man
the
montage.
Goo Goo Dolls song.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was
nice.
I'm
still here.
Which is, and I don't want the world to see me because I don't think that they.
I do feel like that song does fit into this soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song could easily
this
fit
one should
into
know
song.
Who I am. Yeah. Dad.
Just what, like, why can't you reuse characters? Why can't you reuse songs?
Right. Yeah. What other Goo Goo Dolls songs do you guys know?
Why don't you slide?
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, slide.
Next.
End of list. I don't know of any others.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
The lyrics are, I want to find the lyrics. I am a question to the world, not an answer to be heard.
Oh, my God.
Or a moment that's held in your arms. And what do you think you'd ever say? These are the lyrics. I won't listen anyway. You don't know me. It'll never be what you want me to be.
Oh my gosh.
And what do you think you'd understand? I'm a boy. No, I'm a man.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm not a boy.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, in this montage, we see a flashback to Jim's dad leaving him.
Yeah.
And then so then we understand.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But then he gets close to Silver. And then this is when we reach the like the black hole part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's like a
supernova. A star explodes. Yeah. And it turns into a black hole.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then they've decided that they're gonna use the black hole like shoots out wind of some sort they're gonna use that, and then it's Jim's job to make sure that everyone is strapped in basically.
That's correct.
And he does.
He does a very good job.
Yeah, he does a very good job. But then the scorpion guy cuts. Yeah, he cuts Mr. Arrow.
Scorpion guy?
Is he a mantis?
Is that the animal that you... I mean, yeah. I mean, he's
a... I thought someone said scorpion.
I think mantis.
I think spider.
I thought mantis spider. Yeah.
I thought he was like a lobster.
Yes, I see lobster
definitely
too.
Definitely lobster claws. Yeah. He's like lobster claws, mantis face, spider body.
And there's that one moment where somebody tries to like... Long John Silver like cracks his arm like it's
like a lobster.
Yeah.
Like a crab leg.
Like when he's fighting.
It's gross. Yeah. And then I was like, why are we doing that to crabs? But then I'm like, oh, they're dead. And then I'm like, oh, we kill crabs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We kill
animals. And then you were just.
And then I was like, Oh, boy.
That's going to be a good featured song in the musical. Yeah. That's
going to be the transition music from one scene to the other.
There's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's about like, you know.
We lose Mr. Arrow to the black hole.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was so sudden and out of the blue.
I truly didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Muppet Treasure Island, he just gets into a boat and floats away.
Oh. Sam Meagle doesn't.
Yeah. He doesn't die. He's fine.
So since we're in space, it's possible for people to float up and away.
Yeah.
Which is something that's
being sucked into the black hole.
Yeah. So yeah. He's gone.
That was a
RIP.
They escape the black hole though. And they're like, everyone's here. And they're like, nah, Mr. Arrow. And then they make him think that Jim.
Yeah. Immediately.
Jim's
they're like, Jim, it was your job to make sure everyone was secure. And he was like, I did. And it's sad because he decided that he was going to prove that he's made a difference.
Yeah.
He's growing and learning. And so he's very disappointed in himself.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he killed someone. So. That's fair.
Yeah, I'd be the same way too.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah, but now that they're down one guy, the pirates are like, let's take over.
Yeah, because they lost like kind of the strong arm.
Yeah.
The formidable sense of order on the
or
ship.
Or so they think.
Yeah.
No, I think they did.
he was literally made of stone.
When in
rock.
Fact.
What are you talking about?
You're saying there's
it's
like.
It's morph.
Oh yeah!
No, the captain.
Yeah, the captain.
She's a formidable.
She's formidable. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how you say that word?
I think it goes
formidable.
A good way.
Formidable. Formica. She also has this weird thing where she has like, she has nails and gloves.
Yes.
Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
No. Oh.
Where she has like long captain's arms and then like nails at the end. It reminds me of like how. Like some drag queens like glue their nails on their gloves.
That's beautiful.
Like Alaska.
She also has thigh high boots with
does.
Heels.
Yes. Whoa. Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I mean, that's a good drag look
it's
too.
It's a great look. Oh, wow.
That would
it's
be a
really
good drag
good.
Look. maybe a good Long John Silver cyborg drag look.
Listen, I recently I recently went to see a drag show, and it was Disney villain themes.
Oh my God.
And they were very creative with their villains. Someone did. Someone played the mirror of in Snow White.
Oh my God, that's
and
perfect.
Lip sync to "She Bangs" by Rick Martin.
It
made no sense, and it was the funniest thing. But the best one was someone played. Who was the villain in Mulan?
Oh, Shang Yu.
Dang it.
And it was like the most amazing, amazing number ever. Anyway,
wow. What song?
Nicki Minaj's Chun-Li.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see that mirror singing.
Yeah. It was so funny.
I mean, it makes sense to me because he tells the queen that Snow White is the prettiest. So, like, she bangs.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's the narrative. Yeah, I'm sure yeah, he yeah. did not
I just
think
can't
about
imagine what like look the look of a mirror is.
It's crazy. Oh man, I had it in my Insta story. And
I saw it.
Out.
It was amazing.
It was so crazy.
I can't think of how she bangs goes because every time
she
I try
bangs,
to
bang, she oh, bangs. Okay.
Oh baby,
what
you moves?
Who's it? William Hung.
William Hung. Yeah, it was the William Hung.
Every
version.
Time I think of she bangs, I think of the song from Hey Arnold. I saw your face and wow. When they like, did you
watch that?
What?
One of the there's this side story that there's a really quiet like girl on the show that's obsessed with this pop star and she goes to see him. And he has this song.
Wait, what
I
show
saw
is this?
Your face hey and Arnold. Wow. Hey, Arnold. It's just an episode.
Oh, hey,
Arnold.
Arnold.
I saw your face and wow.
Oh, my God. I feel like if I saw it, a memory would flood back. I have good. So many of those little nuggets.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway. The pirates take over, try to get the treasure mm-hmm. map, the ball thing.
Yes.
But then they escape. There's a scene where Jim and is. Morph is in the middle with the map and Jim and Silver are like, come here, Morph, come here. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up just going in some rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when they both dive for it. And then Jim thinks he's got it. So mm-hmm. then he escapes with Dr. Dobler yeah. and the captain.
Yeah. And oh, and then there's like romantic chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah, but that's really weird because they literally never speak.
Yeah.
The captain well, and the doctor they just stare at each other. They don't have any flirt moments.
During the battle part, she compliments his knowledge on something, but that's not like flirty really. I guess it was just like I'll a hey, yeah. you did a good job.
But
like,
also,
you're good at your job.
Yeah.
But that's I think they're sort of trying to
He comes
like
up
that.
With the idea of like using the black hole to escape. Oh, yeah. So then she's like, good job.
Which
that was
I guess,
smart.
Yeah. And for her, yeah. maybe she doesn't give out compliments, is what they're implying.
She's impressed by his smarts, and then he's impressed by
but
her.
But honestly, isn't that how crushes start? I mean, for me, anyway, if someone says, good job, I'm like, I'm in love with
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If someone says anything nice to me, I'm like,
yeah.
They're both interested. They're in love.
Yeah, they're in love.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you don't point my flaws out, you must love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I tricked you?
Yeah.
Have I tricked you?
Did I successfully trick
Have
you?
Have I tricked you? How long can I keep this charade up?
But also later, Dr. Dobler, because the captain is injured and he kind of helps her. Mm-hmm. Though he's not like a medical doctor. He has a doctorate.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, that was a funny scene.
He's like, stupid. Oh, God, I can't help anybody with my degree. I just sit around. And
yeah.
I can certainly
but
relate.
But a doctor.
I have a doctorate. Theater arts degree. What am I doing? I'm not saving anything.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Well, speaking of hello, we land on the planet and we meet Ben.
Hello.
Showed up so late
also
in the movie.
Like
an hour in.
Like,
the
what the heck?
I really thought that this was the end of the movie. I was like, here we go.
So
this
did
is
I.
it. This was like the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
This is not even a big, I mean, it's a big
well,
chunk of it.
Well, this is 2/3 of the movie in.
Yeah.
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 So it's very late. Yeah. And like the pacing to me is funny in this movie because it's not, it doesn't go like a normal art.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know how we would describe it. It's sort of.
Yeah. Like being on a.
Well,
solo
really
surf, what's that called?
Solo surfer?
Yeah, solo surfer.
But it is
yeah, it's
kind
like
of like.
Yeah, dude. That's exactly what it's like, dude.
That's what it's like, bro.
It is the story, though. It's going in order of the story, the Treasure Island.
So, what
Island.
Happens in Treasure Island? He gets.
They get to the island.
They get to the island, and they have Jim and the map.
Yeah, so I mean, Ben is not a
no. Ben Gunn is his name, and he's in the original. And there's this guy Ben Gunn, and he was either part of the original crew or he's been on the island forever.
Okay.
Somebody they left behind.
Yeah,
but he's a character. I don't know who he is in Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's probably
is it
Rizzo?
Miss Piggy?
I was gonna say it's probably Sweetums or something. That big guy. That's the
no. I think it's Miss Piggy, right? Because she's on the island. Yeah, she's a Kirby.
Like Piggy impression.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Do you want the treasure?
Oh my God.
I haven't
Patrick,
seen Muppet Treasure Island. I have to see
I just like see you in a different light now.
I love that.
You see me differently?
Yeah. Now I just see Miss Piggy.
I want Oscar, do your Miss Piggy.
Oh God. This is just like, remember when we did Donald Duck
yeah,
like
it was
forever
fun.
Ago?
It was Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Oh, she looks great.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. She's yeah. very
What's her face?
Like.
Her name is
what?
What's her name in the movie?
Benjamin Gunn was portrayed in Muppet Treasure Island by Miss Piggy.
She's very Pirates of the Caribbean, but that would make sense.
Oh.
Would it?
Her name is Benjamina.
Okay.
Wow, they're
Benjamina
really
Gunn.
Benjamina
Do
Gunn.
You the treasure?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Benji woman.
So
Ben Gunn.
We see Ben.
His brain is gone.
Which stands for
bio?
Bio.
Electronic navigator. Yeah. Or navigation or something.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
He's navigator. Missing his brain.
Missing a so chunk of his brain.
Yeah. So he's a little spastic.
Yeah.
And he's voiced by Martin Short.
Yes.
Right. Another reason I loved this movie as a kid.
Yeah.
Martin Big Short. Martin Short fan as a kid.
Huge. Were you like a Jiminy Glick fan? Or
huge
you,
Jiminy Glick
or
fan.
Or what was that Wish movie where he was like a fairy?
It was called, was that Practical Magic?
Oh, Simple Wish.
No, that's not Practical Magic.
What the heck?
A Simple Wish.
A Simple Wish.
And that's
Simple
with
Wish.
With Kirsten Johnston and all the frogs coming out of the sky.
Yes.
I'm trying to think why I loved him so much.
I loved him because he did that cartoon where he had that like hair that looked like a shark fin. That character he did, I assume.
Oh, it was Ed Grimley.
Ed Grimley.
The Ed Grimley cartoon.
Yeah, Ed Grimley. I was obsessed with the Ed Grimley cartoon. I loved him so much.
He's just so animated.
Yeah.
I think,
he
of course.
So
he's
animated.
Yeah.
I think
perfect.
I used to watch some old like Second City TV stuff.
Oh,
yes. Old SNL.
In Epcot at Disney World, he hosts like their like movie that they have because each in Canada, each.
Oh, really?
Each country gets a special thing, and in Canada, it's a movie hosted by Martin Short.
Aww.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Martin Short.
Martin Short also hosted another movie that you could see at Epcot that was called The Making of Me, and it was all about how kids get made and how sex happens.
Oh, I think what? I saw that one.
Yeah, it was at the World Pavilion.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
use
it. Do they still have the video where Ellen is like, I like your haircut? Not you, the one next to you.
Oh, from Ellen.
That's very specific.
The Ellen ride, the one with
or the dinosaurs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Powered by like energy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Ellen's energy
to extension, is it?
No.
Oh no.
We talked
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's gone too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. There's this part in the video in the beginning. Like, oh, good to see you. I like your hair. Not you. The person standing next to you. No, the other one.
Yeah.
Anyways, and it was like
they always do that. It's like cool hat.
I mean, it stuck with you, apparently.
Oh, me. Yeah.
And it's like
no one's ever told me they like my hair.
Yeah.
It's like on the Fast and the Furious ride, how Tyrese is like, "Hey, you in the third row?
Yeah.
Give me your number."
Oh yeah.
It's like every time
in the Muppet 3D vision, he's like, "I'm talking to you and only you because it's 3D and it's like looking right."
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Not I'm the, on to them. I'm their tricks.
I like the tricks.
You
trick me again, baby.
Meat.
Trick me again.
Trick me, baby, one more time.
Yeah.
So
they go to Ben's hideout where the captain gets rest because she's injured. And Captain Silver shows up and he's like, give me the map. And Jim's like, oh, Jim realizes that he doesn't have the map because he realizes
it
that
it was Morph.
No, look
disguised
like,
as
yeah.
the map.
So it's still back on the ship. Silver's like, give me the map. Jim's like, no. And then he's like, give it to me by morning. And then
Jim's like, oh, I can use this as leverage because he doesn't know that I don't have the map.
Yes. And then
but you can see how much it's hurting
Silver?
Long John Silver. It's hurting him.
Yeah.
That he has to like betray Jim.
Yeah, because he's like becoming a villain again.
Yeah.
Sort of, but there's a soft spot for Jim.
He's a softy.
Which this differs from the book. I don't think that they develop any sort of relationship.
He's just a straight up bad guy.
I know in Muppet Treasure Island they still do.
Who played Long John Silver in Muppet?
Tim
Curry.
Wow.
Yes.
Why have I not seen this movie?
Wow. It's good.
Who played the kid?
Who knows? Some British
kid. It's funny
because
it's like really funny. You hear all these Muppets like in the opening number. They're all like singing and dancing and stuff. And then the kid has this song where he's like, away up on that. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. This is a shift. This is not great. This kid is not a great singer. Everyone's like, I'm a singing pirate. Away up on the sea.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Insane. So yeah, maybe they do develop some sort of kinship in the book.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I remember. But then the race is on.
Yeah.
The race is on in on the treasure planet, which has giant kind of mushroomy kind of clouds.
Looks pretty.
Yeah.
Things. It looks but swampy.
Swampy, nice.
They think that they're stuck in Ben's hideout, but then he's like, there's a back door. And he's like, what? And so then they sneak out to go get the map on the ship. And then this is when we see the lobster mantis man again.
Yeah. Scroop.
Yeah, Scroop.
Scroop.
And so then Ben is tasked with disabling the laser cannons, and Jim gets the map, and then Scroop is trying to attack him.
There was a scary moment that not me but y'all freaked out at.
The lights go out, and Jim's holding his gun at Scroop. The lights go out. The lights come back on. He's gone.
He's gone.
Where is he?
Yeah. Truly,
and all you hear is
a moment. It various aliens.
Very aliens.
Reminds me of Great Movie Ride, where you're like the aliens coming from the ceiling.
Oh boy.
Patrick was exhausted.
Well, you're not a fan?
I was traumatized by that Disney World alien encounter ride when I was a kid.
Yes, we talked about that. We just talked about it. On Lilo and Stitch.
Well, I hated it. I'm not a fan.
You hated it.
That ride scared the poop out of me. I know. It was a nightmare.
It's very scary. That's why they took it out.
My friend Jess Eklund has a story about it. She was on the ride with her aunt, and the light, it was like, we're going to select one person to like go after. And she went on her aunt, and her aunt was like, oh boy. Like, oh brother. Like, just like the most.
She did not want
just,
to.
Yeah, like, please don't. Just don't make a scene, lady.
She's like, pass. Oh, skip.
Boy. Yes. Oh, boy, another thing. No thanks.
Yeah. Well, right now in the movie, there's a hiding creep moment where Scroop is above. Oh.
Oh, hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. Yeah. Where Scroop, that's his name?
Yeah.
Attacks, is above.
That's right.
Jim.
Yeah. Scroop is above, yeah.
Yeah. But then Ben pulls out the anti-gravity, the gravity.
Yes. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Gravity's for the whole planet?
I think it's for the force field on the ship.
Yeah. And then they start floating in the air, and this is when we have a Scar moment where basically Scroop he confesses that he killed.
Go You're say what's up to Arrow for me.
Yeah.
But I got to say, this is the first time, because this is very classic Disney, where they climb up in the climax, but instead of the villain falling down, he falls up.
Yeah. What a twist.
Very cool.
What a twist.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we got too much falling off cliffs, guys. What are we going to do? How are we going to turn it on its head? And they're like,
space.
Let's turn
Float
it on its
up.
Head.
Ooh, there it is.
Yeah.
Turn it on it, exactly.
Float into space.
Yeah.
So but then
they
fly back to, they get back to the hideout. And then this is when we have a moment where we think it's, where else did they do this? Where it's like, you're like,
Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah, Great Mouse Detective, where it was a lot of like, surprise, it's the villain.
This is who you think it is, but it's not.
Because we think it's the little girl sleeping in the bottle, and then no, it's the bat.
It's
truly frightening.
Radigan or something?
Radigan. Yeah, Vincent Price's character.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah.
We're talking about the bat. His
What's
name
his
was?
Name? Jingles.
Fidget.
There you go.
Fidget.
So pretty much immediately after he's gone, the gravity's turned back on.
Yeah.
And so
Ben fixes it
and save the day the and then
and they get back and they have the map, and then Silver's like,
the map.
Hello.
He accidentally gives it to Silver and it's like Silver can't open it, and Jim's like, well, I can open it.
Yeah, so they take him along.
It was classic, like, dad with the iPhone.
Yeah.
He was just
like,
I can't. He just, like, touched it. He's like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can you help, please? Yeah. For once.
So then they
go.
Well, they follow the map to a place, and it leads them nowhere. And they're like, dang it, there's nothing. You're stupid. And they push him to the ground, and he realizes that there's a hole shaped exactly like the map.
Yeah.
Sticks it in the hole, and they realize that.
This is a lot.
It turns into a portal.
It's a portal.
To anywhere in the galaxy.
Yeah.
What is the treasure in Treasure Island?
It's just a treasure.
Oh.
This thing.
Oh, okay.
It's like a hiding place for actual treasure.
Yeah.
Through a portal. It's like a secret hiding
place. Well, the portal was so that he could go and pillage everywhere he wanted to.
Yeah,
right, right, away right. Easily.
So, oh, and the treasure, it's in the middle of Treasure Planet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, so the portal is a way to get
a
to...
a treasure planet.
So then they go into
Oscar,
the...
Okay. They go into the core.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they find the treasure, but they set off the booby trap.
Right.
And that's very Treasure Island. That's what happens in that.
Oh,
very
there's
Goonies.
A booby trap in
there's
the...
A booby trap.
Yeah, it's very Goonies. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Classic pirate.
And they see the... Just like Goonies, they see the dead pirate skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
One eye, really, but he's got like six eyes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be so cool to have him in the Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? Just like somewhere.
Yeah, just a little nod to it.
It's like while you're going through the tunnel, you hear, I'm still here.
Oh my God. That's what the guy is playing in the rocking chair with a guitar.
Yeah.
That's what the dog is playing on the keys. Does the dog play keys? He just holds them. I don't know what I'm talking
there's
about.
There's a keyboard. No, okay. And there's a dog.
Yeah, there's a dog. He's got keys in his mouth.
Oh, he's got keys in his mouth. You mean the jingles of the keys?
Yeah,
are
the jingles of the keys.
I'm still
here.
While the pirates in the jail cells are whistling to the dog, I'm still here, too.
Yeah, we could easily do a Treasure Planet overlay on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why not? Swap out Johnny Depp.
Why don't they do it like they do with Nightmare Before Christmas?
They should.
Yeah, for Halloween, they make it Treasure
Planet. Oh, and they can add some like black lights and like make it like a rave,
or it could be
a planet
rave. There was no rave in Treasure Planet.
You guys missed the rave in Treasure Planet.
Yeah,
there were at
the
least
rave.
Three raves.
We
missed
never
it.
Missed the rave.
Yeah. So then they see the brain of Ben in his hand. They stick it in. He's like, "Oh, there's a booby trap. You set it off."
Yeah.
And that's when
too
all
late,
these
Ben.
Lasers start to destroy things. Everyone starts escaping.
Mm-hmm. Basically, well, here's the thing: all the treasure just goes into kind of a bunch of different holes and cliffs, crevices.
Yeah.
But it's
in
still
lava,
presumably
though.
On the planet. Oh, it's in the lava.
Yeah, because the core of the planet
just destroys.
All destroyed.
Burns it
Captain
all.
Captain Flint, he's not going to let anybody have that.
Yeah, exactly. If I can have it, no one can. But the ship is kind of staying put, and Jim decides that he's going to try and fly that ship out of there.
Because he can. Yeah.
And he's like, if I'm not out in 5 minutes, oh well.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'm done.
You know he's going to finish that in 5 minutes, and he does.
And he does.
Yeah.
Except.
Silver catches him and knocks him, right?
Yeah.
And he's like falling to his death, and then Silver has to choose between the treasure or him, and he chooses him.
Yeah, which is so sweet.
Do you guys think that's realistic because of the way he was acting? I don't know. It feel like it could have gone either way.
I mean, Long John Silver's been a pirate all his life, and then what? He changes it all for one boy.
Yeah,
what's going
on? That's
I mean,
so
I you know, but maybe he's. It's time for him to settle down. You
yeah.
Know?
I will say
settle down.
His biological clock is
ticking. Excuse me, huh?
I'm sorry. That
what are you trying to say?
The fan fiction went to my head.
The fan fiction. Oh lordy lord. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think they did a good job selling me the relationship between those two. I bought it. I was like, he's gonna pick the one.
I do like that it was complex because like it went back and forth a lot where he was being kind to Jim, but at the same time you could tell he was still being sneaky.
Yeah.
But then the ship, the captain and Dr. Jobler escape because he realizes that he can he has tiny hands.
Yes.
So he gets out of the ropes. And then
very
they,
attractive.
Yeah.
My tiny hand.
Yeah.
Tiny hand goat man.
Yeah. And then they fly the ship and they save them and they start flying off, but then they realize that their ship loses some of its engine.
Oh, it's at like 30% power, and Ben's like, we've got 5 minutes to get out of here because he's got like a countdown timer for the destruct. And Jim realizes if they turn around and go back through the portal, they can make it out.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone's like, that's crazy.
And they're like, how are they going to switch the portal to a different place? And he's like, I'm going to build this solo surfer.
And he's Soul Surfer, just like Brink.
Solo Surfer. Yeah. So then he gets ahead of them so that he can change the portal. But honestly, this escape should be a ride, right?
Oh, man. I was waiting for this.
With Rachel. I think it would be fun to have some kind of, it would be like Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Where
would
you're
it be
like
an indoor ride?
Yeah.
and you have to stand on a board.
Yeah, you're standing on your board, and you're
and
writing
you gotta
it.
Talk like this.
Maybe. Yeah. And then you're writing it.
Nice. Yeah, I like yeah. it. I do cool. like that, right?
You can honestly, like it would be like Star Tours 2, where you can go to different planets because yes. you go through the portal, and
oh,
like each
neat.
One, you don't know where you're it's going.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Guardians of the Galaxy. You don't know which
you don't
song
know which
you're going to get.
It's like you got to keep writing it. So yeah. yeah.
Sometimes you get.
It's a rotation of like.
Sometimes you get Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get
Born to
ABC.
Be Wild, which
Burn
is what
it,
I got.
The, yeah, Born to Be Wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, more about yeah, ABC.
ABC. Oh,
wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Fun time.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Time.
It's fun. You gotta go multiple times.
So this
get
part
them all.
Was so stressful, right?
It was very stressful.
It's like
very
stressful. On and on and on.
I liked it.
You like the stress.
Yeah, I was like, this is great.
You thrive under that.
Yeah, you like
yeah.
that pressure.
Yeah. I thrive.
You were like, you're watching, you're like, I'm thriving.
I feed on stress energy.
You wrote like 2 novels during this part. Yeah. You were like, this is when I'm most productive. Long John's so then like we cut to Long John's like trying to escape. He's like trying to he's like, I can't stay
here. Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm a convict.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
We already went past the grabbing moment where he's on the wall.
Oh, what's the grabbing
moment? Right. Isn't Jim on the wall?
Oh, yes. There was a whole, this is part of the stress, but it's please, stress, please, you can die.
He's on the wall and the wall keeps shifting and closing in. And then Long John gives him his arm and then gets rid of the pirate ship.
He chose him over.
For some reason.
Have we talked about Morph yet? So then I forgot how they got out.
He's solo surfing to change the portal so they can get to the crescent moon place. His engine starts to fail, but then he slides down a wall and like sparks it.
Grinding against a wall and igniting a fire.
Yeah. So then he
starts
to fly ahead. They escape through the portal just in the nick of time.
And go back to Moon's city.
Yeah. And then they all are like, good job, everyone. And that's when the captain's like, good job, Silver, but you're still going to jail. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when we see him later at one of the boats trying to escape.
Yeah.
Jim catches him and he's like, oh, I was just tying it up. And he's like, let me tie it up for you. And then. Yeah.
He's like, I'm a man. I know how to tie a knot. And Long John's like, cool, dude. You want to go with me?
And then he's like, I can't.
No, I think I got to chart my own course.
Yeah.
So then
because there's a lot of greatness inside of him. They keep saying that. You're great. But I didn't see it, to be honest. He's good at surfing.
He's
got a lot of potential.
He's smart.
Maybe made a thing and then
we just need to cut that rat tail off.
Yeah. And he does.
Yeah,
he cuts the rat tail off.
Yeah. He also gets to adopt Morph.
Yeah, he takes Morph with him. Also, Silver gives him some money so that his mom can rebuild the inn.
Yeah, because he happened to pocket a little bit of treasure, a la Goonies.
Just saying.
And then we have the he becomes an admiral, right?
Yeah,
in that ship.
They reopen the inn.
What a great moral of this story! Join the military.
Yeah.
I think this is an army recruitment video.
I think so for sure.
Military recruitment.
Definitely.
And also the captain and that doofy ass dude,
a million Dr. Doppler.
They had kids.
They had babies. They had 3 girls that look like her and 1 boy that looked like him.
Fairy Lady and the Tramp. Yeah. How they go one way or the other. They don't morph.
It's not like
you
a
gotta
50-50.
Know.
Dangerous game. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know.
You gotta be
what hybrid species are they?
And then, of course, my favorite, looking out the window and seeing a horrifying cloud in the
Oh, that was so weird.
I took a screenshot of it.
They tried Lion Kinging that, and it didn't work.
It
it's so bizarre.
He's everyone's dream man.
Because he's like got him on his mind.
Who would have thought he'd be like a sex symbol?
No one.
What the heck?
No one. Yeah.
Yikes.
And then we end on a Goo Tall song, right?
On the Googs, yeah.
The Googs. old Johnny Rezza.
Yeah.
Johnny Resnick.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand.
It's like my screenshot didn't exist.
Oh.
I'm looking at my computer now, and it looks like I took a photo of the black screen.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Patrick.
Well, I can see him because I always see Long John Silver wherever I look.
In my dreams.
Does that mean that he just died immediately?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If we're talking Lion King logic, then yeah, he's in the clouds now.
That but was it. Yeah.
That's weird. Waste. Anyway, let's cast each other in this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Who, you, okay, Patrick, I want you to assign roles for us.
Only in my dream.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay. So
Claire is singing. She's definitely a Goo Goo Dolls.
John Resnick. Yeah.
Claire is the Goo Goo Dolls.
Claire is the Goo Goo Dolls. Yes. I'm going to leave you as that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I okay, so let me think. Claire, I would cast you as the captain.
What?
Ooh,
I think you have kind of a strong energy. You can lead, you can command.
And that's so flattering. I don't think that's
Emma
true.
Thompson.
But thank you very much.
You're Emma too seriously. You're Emma Thompson.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oscar, I think I'm going to give you Morph.
Morph? Yes.
I think you got to be Morph.
I'll take it.
You got to be Morph. I can see
it. Do you like Morph, Oscar? Did you like that character?
Seems like you didn't.
Are you kidding me?
Seems like I'm kidding you.
Yeah, Morph.
Yeah, that's why you want to put it on your body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a reminder of what not to be.
Yeah.
And Rachel, I'm giving you the honor of playing, of course, Laurie Metcalf.
Yeah.
I think I really think because you're the kind of one that's like, what's going on? Yeah.
I'm stressed out at work.
You have 5 space jobs.
I want a baby.
Yeah. I wish my adult son was a baby.
I wish he was a baby.
That's what I think I would go with. But
what about Patrick?
Who are we going to cast Patrick as? Did you have something? I would like to see you as Ben. Okay. I feel like that would be fun.
Very interesting.
Nice.
Now I'm like,
I would cast
blanket.
You as Long John Silver.
Nice.
Long John Silver.
Yeah. Long John Silver. See, there you go. There it is. Who? Long John Silver. Yeah, that's you.
And
yeah.
I would cast you as Dr. Donovan.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's another good one.
That's actually the full spectrum. Yeah. Maybe me at different stages of my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm going to become some nasty old man who some people find sexy. Hopefully. That's my dream. My dream is to just age poorly.
You just got
to
put a real arm on you. That's all. Because the mechanical arm is too much. That's what's bringing your average down.
Yeah. The point of view, who is cyborg? Whoever is driving this, I have a new arm and I'm sexy. Yeah. I need to use it.
What is that narrative? That's so bizarre.
I have no idea.
Me.
I have no idea.
Well, I like all of this.
Yeah.
This is good.
All right, let's rate it.
Ooh. Out of 5 morphs.
Morphs.
How many morphs do you give Treasure Planet?
Oscar, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Well, before we started watching it, I was really, really not excited about watching this one, just because I had a really tough time with Atlantis, The Lost Empire, and to me, they're sort of similar vibes, similar movies, but I ended up really liking it, and I think the animation is sort of a return to form for Disney. I think it has, like, the sort of, like, hearts, the feels, and, like, the spectacle, too. The action sequences were really fun. The 2D, 3D, like, hybrid stuff, like, I wasn't really on board with. So this gets a 3.5 for me.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. That's very fair.
I think I would give it a 3.5 as well. I enjoyed it a lot, but it also was, like, there was moments that I would cut. I didn't absolutely love the montage with I'm Still Here.
All right. Never mind. You're not the mom. You're the fucking scorpion.
Oh, no. I just, like, I thought it was enjoyable, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
So 3.5. Yeah.
Claire. I liked it. Yeah, I liked a lot more than I thought I was going to. I want to say 4. I'm gonna keep it a 4 because listen, this is something we didn't talk about. I really like the score to this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which was very James Newton Howard, I think. No, because I couldn't remember.
Oh crap! That was the music for this.
Wow. Sylvester.
I love Oh crap.
So it's James
Jimmy
Newton
O'Crap.
Howard. So it was very beautiful and all, like, it just had, like, a magical feel to it that I really enjoyed.
It was kind of an Irish. It actually was Irish. It was like this kind of, like, doo 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 doo.
Yeah, Lumineers.
Yeah.
Lumineers.
So I really liked it because it represented my people.
Okay. All right.
Get up for Jimmy O'Crap.
Jimmy O'Crap. Oh, the O'Crap boys.
The O'Crap boys.
Boys always causing trouble down by the schoolyard. I'm gonna go ahead just because this has a special place in my heart.
Uh-huh.
I just gotta give it those five morphs.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it five morphs.
Did anything change the second time or as an adult watching this movie?
It changed a little bit of like what this is like. I think I thought it was like a grander adventure than it actually was. Uh-huh. Like there's so much more attention on the relationships of like Jim and Long John Silver and like all that stuff. But I think I actually thought it was like there's crazier action sequences. I completely forgot about the robot, about Ben, until he like showed up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me too. Like,
it's like a different movie when he shows up.
It's a different movie when he shows up. So, but I just loved it. It's a freaking swing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
take a big swing.
I think it's because we don't hear about it and no one talks about
it.
So we assume it's not great, but it's very enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say across the board, right? We were impressed with the movie, right? Yeah. And yet it's a movie that no one remembers.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm never gonna be at a invite people over to watch Treasure Planet again with me, right? It's gonna be a long time before I see it again.
Yeah. Never know.
Maybe you never know. But, as somebody who runs a Jimmy Buffett podcast, I'm confident in liking things that nobody else likes.
Yeah.
So I'm all right with it. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Five. That's we'll give so it five great. Morphs. And I'm morphing them. They're getting morphed into sexy Long John.
Wow.
All five of them in a room together. They all have
just
new arms.
Just staring at their new arms. Buff. Shirtless. Tattoos everywhere.
Wow.
What is in there? I don't get it. Anyway, Patrick. Where can we find you?
Oh, guys, you can find me on social media, on Twitter, at Patrick McDonald with a zero instead of the O. You can come see me at the UCB Theater. Mm-hmm. Oscar and I are on a house sketch team there called The Summer of.
Oh, and when's Hello Neighbor coming out?
Hello Neighbor will be coming to direct to digital.
VOD.
Wow.
Direct to digital. Okay. You're going to open up your hard drive and it's going to be there.
It's like the YouTube. It just shows up. Everyone's mad about it.
Yeah. My new MacBook Air has Hello Neighbor in it, and I can't get rid of it.
And it took up all my storage.
It took all my storage.
It's 120 gigs.
Wow, it's real long. Really long. Oh, boy.
I'm sending everyone the raw footage, too.
Neighbor. Edit your own version of Hello Neighbor.
Pick your own outcome. Edit your own version. And you can come. I have a one-man show called Straight White Ally. That's at the UCB Theater right now, June and July. Probably a couple more after that. It's about a white man's journey to say how woke he is.
So really funny show.
Thanks, Oscar.
It's fantastic.
He's helping me out in it a little bit. But yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh my gosh, this is
so
much unbelievably fun, so Patrick.
Fun. Joining us Louise. In this beautiful nebula.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look. Guys, I just put a sphere on the ground, and now we can literally teleport anywhere.
Wow. Oh my God. Should we go somewhere else in the vault?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, everybody.
Before we go, guys. Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Patrick.
All right, you guys. I'm going through. Patrick, you can stay. You can come with us if you like. Whatever you want to do.
I must stay here.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm leaving. Bye!
Hi, I'm Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
Food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about food.
Yeah, because we're eating food and they're eating food and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Mmm, that was good.
Campfire.